9:15, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Brett, you've just had Big Bear Lodge, a commercial on there. Have you ever been in northern Minnesota during the winter?
Not during the winter, no.
It is actually quite pretty up there. It is cold. I mean, coldest day I ever had, minus 47. That was the day they broke the record over at Embarrass. Where we were at was minus 47. That wasn't the wind chill. That was the air temperature. It was minus 47.
Minus 47?
Yeah, wow. There was no way in the world any of the cars. The only car that started was the Jaguar. My parents had a Jag, and it started. It was in the garage, and it got going begrudgingly. But considering how much you paid for the thing, you should have breakfast waiting for you. But we ended up having to jump everyone else's car off that one. We got that one started, and all the rest of them were there. The rest of them were shot. There was just no way. But it gets cold up there. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, most of the times you're up there, you know, you get lucky. It's, you know, 10 to 20 degrees. It's not that bad. It's an amazingly beautiful winter time area, but it is cold. And there's a lot of people that do not stay up there during the winter. My grandparents for many years had a place over on Lake Esquagamah, the country club there. And it was a one season place. I mean, there was, you know, they went in on, in winter, they'd come sometimes ski on in across the golf course. And they'd go in, but they really didn't, you know, it was roughing it. They were only there they packed in their food, no water was running. You know, they could do a fire in the fireplace, but that was about it. But it was, you know, because it's cold, right? You know, so a lot of people don't stay up there during the winter. Understandably, all those lake cabins, they're one, you know, maybe two seasons. Might be able to get some hunting out of it. Maybe an early fishing trip. But according to an elderly supporter of Trump, Carol Shields, 75 years old. She lives apparently up there on the border. She has a new theory on why we have to vote for Trump.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Apparently, she is concerned that with all those empty summer lake homes in the state, which, by the way, thanks for letting the rest of the country know they're empty. Well done there, Carol. This is out of the New York Times, by the way. She said that migrant gangs, because, you know, if they're looking for sweet, sweet gang territory, there is nothing like the Effie and Tofty area, and you can go up there at Isabella. Oh, my God. I mean, that's ripe, ripe territory for the...
Those gangs love their hot dish.
They do. Oh, and they can throw down some Scandinavian languages. Migrant gangs could take over people's summer lake homes in the state. The Times reported, what's to stop them, Shields asked. Oh. I don't know, the snow. The 4 feet of snow and no running water. Yeah, that might be a little bit of an inhibitor. I don't know about you, but that seemed to stop me. Heck, I don't even go to my cabin up north in the winter because it's such a pain in the butt to get in there.
To be fair, though, was this gangs with guys named like Oli and Sven, maybe?
No. These are the other migrant gangs. Yeah, those.
Oli's coming up.
The Guatemalan gangs. This is why she's this part of the story. When they come back in spring, when the owners come back in spring, the house would be occupied. I would be amazed. And let's face it. I mean, if they're willing to go through a winter in a one-season cabin up in northern Minnesota, maybe they just they earned it more than you did. Let's just be honest. Maybe you should just give them the keys and say, you know, you're better than I am up here. Off you go. Have a nice time. Watch the outboard motor. It's getting a little tricky on colder mornings. So FYI, have a nice time. Bye. There is delusional white people stuff, and then there is just racist white people crap, and this is just racist white people. How do you convince yourselves? Did it never cross you, Carol? Carol, did it never cross your mind that at any point that if people could easily get into these cabins, that the people who own the cabins might want to go up there and stay at them? Don't get me wrong. Hey, every lake up there has a few of those year-rounder jobs now. You know, the ones that they tore down two or three old fishing shacks and they built basically a suburban house up on a northern Minnesota lake. I get that. They're there, but those aren't unoccupied. Plus the fact that you really, you know, I don't know about you, but if I'm a migrant caravan and I'm heading northbound through Mexico, the last thing I'm looking for as my final destination spot is the other side of the United States from where I'm going to enter the border. You know what? They might be thinking, we'll take Texas. How about this little twist? Who here knows how to ice fish? I've got an idea. Because nothing. Guatemalans, they love winter, cold winter temperatures. That's because, I mean, that's Guatemala, isn't it? I mean, Guatemala, papaya and ice fishing. That's what everyone knows it for.
They're thinking embarrassed Minnesota when they think of the United States.
Is there a town up there? Is there a town up there that might have a name that could be a little confusing? Grand Marais. That's a little delusional. Aurora. International Falls. I don't. Is there a name that could be giving these people Mountain Iron? I don't think that's really a winner.
Nimrod, Minnesota, maybe.
Well, that's a little further south. Or Cook Tower. Ely? No, I don't see. It's not like we have, like, you know, Paradise Falls, you know, or Palm Springs, northern Minnesota, as kind of a, oh, hey, Orly, I got a great name for the town. This will be a real hoot for years to come. You know, it's nothing like that.
No, you just stumbled upon a new marketing campaign to rename your Iron Range town.
And I'm sorry.
Paradise
Springs, Minnesota. If I'm a 75-year-old northern Minnesota woman, I'm frankly, I'd love to have some neighbors during the winter. Come on up there. Oh, crepes, yeah. The Hansons, they own that place over there. They're not going to be back here until June at least. So you'll be just fine in there, okay? We'll share some firewood. That would be nice. There is stupid delusional, and then there's racist stupid delusional. Carol, you fall into the latter. David is in Woodbury. He wanted to chime in on this. Welcome on in, David.
Hi, thank you. Actually, my comment for you to make a comment on is, again, as I'm listening to various progressive speakers and radio stations and stuff, there still seems to be a lot of confusion as to why Trump won.
They're not on this station. Trump won because Trump won in 2016 because every Republican, as gassed as they pretended to be about grabbing by the P word or mocking a disabled man, they hated Democrats more than they loved their country. And so to own the Dems, every Republican went and voted. And on the other side of it, 110 million registered voters did not vote in 2016. So you put the two together, plus some Russians, and guess what? Voila, President Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe some other stations are still questioning it, and I'm not going to give you a. This is not a smart aleck answer. This is an answer based on my talking to people 6 months before the election about whether or not they thought Trump would be, you know, somebody that they would want and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to have an open mind, okay, about what I'm going to say. I'm 50 years old, okay, and as I've grown up, I've been through the marijuana, the Quaaludes, the LSD, mescaline, you know, the 70s, the 80s, all this stuff, right? And the changes that I've seen in our society have been very, although not real happening very fast in one sense, they're very stark. And so where we're at now is I think a lot of people have a really bad taste in their mouth about it, just in general terms, about what's happened. And I'm not a Republican or Democrat, okay?
Well, but I mean, let's go back in history, though, because, you know, David, what you're bringing up is something that has been repeated throughout history. In the southern United States, the vast majority of people in the South were not slave owners. A very small percentage was. But what the white slave owners did was basically convince the white non-slave owners that if you basically don't have slavery, you're going to be the lower rung. The black population will be above you on the ladder, and you don't want that. And that's how the Confederacy was basically funded. They basically scared the white Southerners into fearing blacks being freed, and that's what got them to fight. The Revolutionary War was fought because basically, and that was a case where the Brits basically through their own ham-handed management of the colonies, you know, just infuriated everyone here and wanted to get rid of them. Anger and frustration happen. Where we're at now is closer to those times than we'd like to admit. I'm not disagreeing with you, David. I think that there is definitely, and where if you tie it all together, the one thing that came around that changed a lot of this was the 24-hour right-wing news networks that basically started saying, every Democrat is horrible and wants to kill your family. Every Republican is Jesus incarnate. And then when that happened, and they've been pushing this for 30 years, what you get is what I said at the beginning. You get Republicans who hate Democrats more than they love their country. And that is who they are. I mean, I said this yesterday on the show. A Republican could walk into their house, find their spouse sleeping with their local Republican representative, and the first words out of their mouth will be, "Damn Democrats!" Because that's who they are. These people would gladly be aboard the Titanic if they could be 5 feet above the Democrats and say, "Look at you drowned. I'm drowning in 5 minutes, but I gotta watch you drown first. Ha ha ha!" That is who they are. That is who they are. And it's the same thing, whether it's the local slave owner calling together all the white folk in the community to talk about the great menace of freed slaves, or it's Fox News with their nightly lineup. Same thing. It's how you basically get people. It's you get people like Carol Shields, 75 years old, who is insane. The woman is clinically nuts. She thinks Guatemalan gangs are going to go to northern Minnesota and occupy one season lake homes through the winter of northern Minnesota. I'm from here and I don't want to even go up there. Not for an entire winter. You're crazy because they have been fueled with this racism. They've been fueled with this bigotry. They've been fueled with this homophobia. They've been fueled with this anger. They've been fueled with all this stuff. And they basically, it's all been focused and micro-focused on the Democrats. And that's who these people are. That is who these people are. I said the day of the election, I said idiots and racists elected Trump. And I came back and I altered that. I said, idiots, racists, and millionaires and billionaires. I understand why millionaires and billionaires vote for Trump. The guy's going to send a Brinks truck to your front door with you know, taxpayer money to shovel into your house just because you're rich. I can easily understand why you voted for him. But idiots and racists. And there are some days I feel there were more idiots than there were racists. There are some days I feel there are more racists than idiots. But regardless, and even the people who are not racist, who are Republican, are all, with all this undeniable racism that is spewing from Trump, from the administration, from the Republican candidates in Minnesota. It's undeniable. There's no dog whistle. This is a sledgehammer. It's a racist sledgehammer. And regardless of whether or not they hear it or not, they're all going to proudly march into the voting booth and they're all going to vote Republican. Because they're broken to the core. They are broken to the core. That's how we get this today. Now, I'll get into more of this in just a little bit. As a matter of fact, I will get into this. I'll take a break from this. Really quick here, Brett. We do not have a Democrat of the day. We had a last-minute schedule change. But this is a great opportunity. Let's open up that email, comment@am950radio.com. Let's see how many Republicans have emailed us. Once again, if I've had your Democratic opponent on the air, I will gladly give you equal time on this radio station with an opportunity to come on and get interviewed as Republican of the Day on my show here. How many Republicans have taken us up so far on this challenge?
I just ran a tally. Okay. And zero.
Zero, you say? Zero. Boy, I was really planning on them to be the filler for the rest of the show. All right.
Guess we're talking Vikings the rest of the hour.
How you doing? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. Zero, you say?
I even set up a special alarm for when Eric Paulson emails to
come on
the show.
Well, the albino leech, I mean, I know he wants to come on the air. Once again, my rules, I get to ask the questions and no rants. And God forbid you actually have Christian values anywhere on your website, because we will talk Christian values and the Republican platform all interview, if I can do that. It'd be great. And we'll make an appeal for you to get volunteers and donations. I'd be happy to do that. I would be happy to do that. So check that. We'll keep checking that, because once again, I got nothing else to talk about the rest of the hour. Hopefully a Republican, once again, if I've had your Democratic opponent on the air, by all means, mm-hmm. you can be Republican of the day. Be our first.
Email us. I'll put you on. Yeah.
Come on. Don't be afraid. What's the worst that could happen? 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. And comment at am950radio.com. Comment at am950radio.com. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
AM 950 listeners, we have a home cleaning company with an offer just for you. They're Blue Sky Services. Blue Sky Services will wash your windows, siding, gutters, clean those black streaks off your roof, and much more. Window washing starts at $100. Siding cleaning starts at $199. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 to ask for the AM 950 special. If you hear this, you have an exclusive house cleaning offer for AM 950 listeners. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. That's 651-447-4484.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, can reason save us?
Save us from what?
Demagogues, climate deniers, religious zealots. The forces of unreason are everywhere.
But disease and extreme poverty are down, while life expectancy, literacy, and equality are up. All triumphs of human reason.
So who's right?
We ask renowned cognitive scientist Steven Pinker.
Can reason save us? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hello, humans! It's Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many know that I have a diversity inclusion company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I want to share about a speaking event I'll be hosting on Monday, November 5th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis. I'll be giving my gray area thinking talk on how to be welcoming to others. I'd love for you to join me. Go to elliekrug.com and look at the Human is Human public events page for more. Please come and please tell others. See you then.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. You can watch the show if you so desire. It's radio for your eyes. Facebook, go to AM 950 Radio on Facebook, and you can watch us there. 952-946-6205. Why not? Let's get Vern in Roseville in first. Vern, welcome on into the show. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, man.
Well, you wanted to call in about Paulson's ads, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on two of the ads I found that are kind of a new low. And boy, I don't know how they could go any lower in this campaign with this RNC and the local the Republicans running their own ads, the CAC ads. But the one where he's not only attacking his opponent, but he's going after Ellison as well.
Oh, I saw that one today.
What?
Vern, I saw that one today. And not only that, but he's back going after the board from, what was it? Is it Allina Health or where was it?
Yes, he won't back down. He won't back down on that ad either.
Oh, It's what you've got, Vern, what you have pointed out is something. This is going to be the end game for the Republicans. And thank you very much, Vern. I appreciate the phone call. This is going to be the end game for the Republicans. They are letting Wardlow and the PACs that support Wardlow go down the, look out, he's black! He's a black Muslim! He's a black Muslim man! And then they're bringing up the allegations of sexual assault, and that's the entire campaign. That will be running 24-7 for the last 2 weeks in outstate Minnesota. But what you're going to see Karen Housley and Eric Paulson and Jason Lewis and Jim Neuberger and Jeff Johnson, what they're all going to do is they're going to basically try to tie Tim Walz to Keith Ellison. And you saw it with Paulson. He's tying, Dean Phillips to Keith Ellison. And you'll see it with Angie Craig and Keith Ellison. That is going to be their game plan in all these districts and all these races. It's all going to be about basically trying to use Ellison to knock down the rest of them, which I'm going to get back to here after the bottom of the hour, because we got to talk a little bit about that race and where the Democrats need to be going with that and where Keith Ellison needs to be going. But speaking of Paulson, guess who has a new endorsement?
I know which one you're talking about.
Trump tweeted out his endorsement of the albino leech late Monday night. Even though Paulson, who's in a tight race for re-election, has tried to distance himself from fellow Republican Congressman Eric Paulson of the great state of Minnesota, has done a fantastic job in cutting taxes and job-killing regulations, hardworking and very smart. Trump tweeted out at 11:22 p.m., keep Eric in Congress. He has my strong endorsement. You hear that, everybody? Donald Trump is giving Eric Paulson his strong endorsement. Paulson, a five-term congressman from Eden Prairie who's running for re-election in the 3rd Congressional District, declined an interview request on Tuesday. He released a short statement in response to Trump's tweet. Rather than endorse my campaign, I wish the president would endorse my position to protect the boundary waters, Minnesota's Yellowstone. You still doing the Minnesota Yellowstone thing, dude? You can just call it the boundary waters, robot man. Tell me, human, what is this boundary waters? My data files are incomplete. It is like Minnesota's Yellowstone. I see. Thank you. I shall refer to it as Minnesota's Yellowstone from here on out. That's robot Eric Paulson, robot albino leech on patrol. His campaign said Paulson didn't seek or request the president's endorsement. Whoa, 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 hey, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? What are you doing? No, no. But Donald Trump strongly endorses Eric Paulson. His strongest recommendation. Paulson, whose Southwestern Twin Cities House District is backed by Democrats for President Southwestern. It's the West Metro. that it basically has seen that they're back Democratic presidents. He's tried to distance himself from Trump's. He stripped Trump's rallies in Duluth and Rochester this year, and Vice President Mike Pence visited the Twin Cities for a Republican Party fundraiser in August. The only Republican member of the congressional delegation absent, Paulson did attend Minnesota event with Pence last spring. He did what? Oh my God. No, no, no. I do not want that endorsement. I know. What do we do? I don't know. Hide. Hide.
Call the White House. Delete the tweet.
You can't do that with Trump. Trump will double down. Trump will like, you liked it so. Here he's complaining. He likes it so much. Eric Paulson, best friend ever. Missouri's Yellowstone with Eric, we have a great time together. Love this country. Fake news. Have you seen? I have not seen Eric Paulson's campaign more in panic mode the entire election than when the tweet for endorsement from Trump came down the line.
Can you imagine when Eric Paulson woke up this morning, just the kind of panic he was in?
Feel good about myself. Bet I'm going to be doing well. Let me just take a look. Oh, got a few notifications on Twitter. Oh, my God.
To breathe into a little bag as he's going through the morning.
Put a little color in your cheeks there, the albino leech. Gare Bear is in Minneapolis. Let's knock some callers out here. Welcome on in, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Matt. I want to tell you what my theory is, why the low-income working people, so many of them, and middle class, too, both they're rich, the billionaires, and the rich, Republican Party, they're puppets, at everybody else's expense. And the reason is, my father told me once years ago, everybody has to have somebody beneath them, no matter how bad you're off. As long as you got somebody to look down upon, it makes you feel good. And that's human nature, sad but true.
Well,
I'll give you an example. When they ended slavery, that's when the poor whites were competing with blacks for jobs and stuff more. And then that's when the Klan got more strong and all that problem started to get worse.
And Gary, let me step on in here. That's exactly what's going on. It's the exact same thing as pre-Civil War, post-Civil War. It's basically, they look at the white working class is terrified. They know that basically, hey, you're white and poor, but you're not a minority and poor. So they make it seem like the minorities will be up at the same level as them, and that scares them into voting for them. It's the same exact, it's the opposite way, though, when it comes to, like, the teachers. Why? How did you get a bunch of people who are working class fighting so hard against teachers and their salary? Because the Republicans convinced those people they were getting something they didn't deserve. And so they fought hard against them. And the argument, which is insane, I mean, you think about this, like, I get paid so little because I don't have a good job, I'm going to start fighting the people that are getting paid a decent wage and bring them down to my level so I feel superior. There's your Republican voter. They vote against minorities getting a leg up because they don't want the minorities. They feel as if that's going to hurt them. And they vote against, you know, people getting ahead in life because they don't want people getting health care. They don't want people having equal pay. They don't want to have people having a better quality of life. They don't want that because they feel as if they're not going to get it, then no one deserves it. That's a lot of it right there. I'll tell you what, Harold, hold on. We'll get your call in after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Standard Heating knows some things never get old for us Minnesotans. The fall colors, s'mores, and football tailgating. But some things like your furnace do get old, and that can mean higher heating bills. Fortunately, you can save $1,300 on a new high-efficiency furnace from Standard Heating and help cut your heating bills. Learn more about saving $1,300 on your new furnace at standardheatingdeals.com. Don't wait. These savings end October 31st. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
Be sure to pick up your copy of this month's Natural Awakenings magazine, a free local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely, local, national, and global stories. Learn about alternative and complementary medicine, nutrition, fitness for body and mind, personal growth, sustainability, and much more. Natural Awakenings can be found at area health food stores, food co-ops, and retail locations. More information is available at naturaltwincities.com. That's naturaltwincities.com.
There's a story out of a Burger King in the metro area that I'll have to look at. Something about pants down and windows involved.
Sounds like a police blotter story right there.
I believe that would be an onion, not an orchid. I'm pretty sure about that one. Of course, every joke I could come up with off the Burger King menu, it's hit my mind. I'm like, oh God! Apparently, not the chicken tenders aren't only thing for 10 for a buck. Oh God, that story looks horrible. I'm staying away from that one. Be local Minnesota. I'm going to guarantee these guys are going to be proud to follow up that story. Cafe Latte is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Hey, enjoy great food over there. The desserts are whole by the slice. Great lunch options, too, and just a perfect place for a cup of coffee to meet up with a friend. Victorian Grand in St. Paul. Cafe Latte, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Let's get Harold on in before we get into the next topic. Hey, Harold, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing real well. Hey, that story you started out with about the cold, it just brought me back to, I can't remember the year. I thought it was 87, 88, but I was working up in West Bloomington painting a house, and I thought, well, I'll go out and start my car. It's almost time to go home. I had an old 74 Camaro. I jumped in, and the seats shattered like glass.
Oh. were they
That's
wet?
How cold it was.
Was it wet? And were they wet beforehand? Were they wet beforehand and they froze like that? Or
no.
Is it just...
Oh, no, no. They're the old vinyl bucket seats in the 74 Camaro. And I got it started, and I swear it rode in slow motion all the way home down 494. I lived out in Eagan at the time. I think that with the wind chill, it was like 87 below zero. It was just unbelievable.
You know, Harold, isn't that the best part about your car is when you actually start your car on a really cold day and your car's like, nope, no, no. All right, fine, I'll move, but we ain't going to be driving like normal today.
Yeah. Well, another note, but yeah, the ads right now, I live out in Angie Craig's district, and the ads are just so terrible this year. Every one of them is so negative. None of them say what they want to do. You know, it's just tear down the other guy. It's just unbelievable.
Well, and Harold, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that we should mention is, as Republicans talk about civility, what happened to the tolerant left? Well, I got news for you. You guys were the ones that you kind of go down these roads. Take a look at any ad. Don't look at me about civility and talk about the right having any civility. For God's sakes, you bunch of fake Christians followed a guy who mocked a disabled man, for goodness sakes. You have no pedestal, foothold, toehold to go out there and criticize me and any Democrat about civility. Have you seen the walking petri dish that's the president of the United States? For God's sakes. All right. 952-946-6205. I want to get into the latest polling numbers in regards to the Attorney General's race. Now, but I want to start off by reminding people this. And by the way, Reverend Jack Phyllis, hold on. I'll get your calls here in just a little bit. I want to go back to the convention in Rochester, the DFL convention, where a few hundred activists at the convention have basically put us into this position. Yeah, we need to go back there and point that out. Because a few people were like, Lori Swanson is no better than Trump. You remember that? Shut up. No, she wasn't. It's not even close. But yet, because they had their bee in a bonnet for some reason, they went with Pelican, Matt Pelican. They didn't even know anything about the guy. He just was, he's got a name Pelican. Yeah, we'll go with him. Granted, there were some people that were the Pelican campaign. There are some people with other governor campaigns. There are other cases. But this entire situation that we're in with the Attorney General's race started with a handful of Democrats at the convention basically trying to play kingmaker for some reason and attacking and going after an outstanding Attorney General in Lori Swanson. An absolutely outstanding Attorney General. Keith Ellison is my representative. I've been happy with my representation in the Minnesota 5th District. He had this allegation against him, and we've talked a lot about that. And we've talked a lot about the fact, I think, and if I can, with all due respect to Keith Ellison, the minute he said, I'm going to run for the Attorney General's office, once the primary became open, the first thing I said to myself is, he does understand exactly what the ad campaign against him in outstate Minnesota is going to be, right? He understands that, right? You do know where they were going. You knew where they were going to go back then, right? this was not a mystery. And my concern was that Keith Ellison, a guy who really hasn't had a challenger in the Minnesota 5th Congressional District, Ilhan Omar is going to win that district, hands down. It's not even going to be close. Keith Ellison has not had a real challenge, has not had a real fight in a political race in a while. And on top of that, I think there was a question I had on whether or not he was going to be able to understand what him running for the Attorney General, a statewide race, what that was going to mean. And it was going to mean a Paul Wellstone-like campaign where he was not ever in the Twin Cities. He was always out. And I know he has been in outstate Minnesota, but I don't think he's been out nearly enough. And so that's how we got to this point. And, you know, we as Democrats, Keith Ellison, how can you not vote for the guy come the primary? And that's how we got there. And you can't separate those two. You have to go back to the convention. This is one of the reasons why I rail against the convention as basically the where all say all the finality, the final word on the whole thing, is because you can get situations where a incredibly accomplished attorney general like Lori Swanson is basically booted out for reasons. And I'll be very blunt. I'll be very blunt right now. If Lori Swanson was the attorney general nominee for the Democratic Party, this would be a 20-point race in the favor of the Democrats. The best hope the Republicans would have would be the Minnesota 8th District, and that's about it. And I'm dead serious. So for all those people that were at the convention that were really, you know, we made a difference. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I bring this up because there's a New Star Tribune poll out in regards to the race. Doug Wardlow is now ahead of Democratic U.S. Senator Keith Ellison in the race for Minnesota Attorney General, a 7-point race. 43-36 is the race, but basically 1/6 of the state is not decided. Now, it should be noted, and they do make this point in the story, that the margin was taken in the day before the divorce file for Ellison was opened up. That divorce file had not been opened up, which proved that basically that not only did Keith Ellison not abuse his ex-wife, but basically the Star Tribune and the right-wing outlet, basically only all they did was go after Kim Ellison and drag her name through the mud. So there's a very realistic chance these numbers could be very different right now. But this is what you needed to expect. And the reason why is bluntly, the Republicans already knew what their ad campaign was the minute Keith Ellison became the nominee. They knew what their ad campaign was going to be. Black Muslim man and hits women. And that's what that is. And they're trying to use this in all the other races too now. They don't care about how bad it looks. Black Muslim man, black Muslim man, black Muslim man. Because they know, like Carol Shields in northern Minnesota, the people are they're terrified, irrationally terrified, and they can be manipulated by just screaming black Muslim man, black Muslim man, black Muslim man. And that is what was going on. Now, I don't think Keith Ellison is out of this race in any way, shape, or form. If you want to win a statewide race, you need to win a good chunk of the metro area. The problem for a statewide race, though, there are enough Republicans in the metro area who are going to vote for Republicans. So you need to win one of the outstate areas. And frankly, usually the bread and butter has been the Iron Range. And if there's anyone at Ellison's campaign, for God's sakes, the man should not spend another day in the metro area for the final 2 weeks. He should be in outstate Minnesota every day, counterpunching this every single day. He should hit every county. He should go to every meeting he can possibly get to. He should do every interview he can. He should not come back into the Twin Cities metro area for the next 2 weeks, period. And that's important. But this election was never about Republicans staying at home. It was never about that. I mentioned earlier in the show that Republicans are going to hear this racist rhetoric. And even if they're not racist, they're still going to vote Republican because they hate Democrats more than they love their country. This was never about trying to get the Republicans to not vote. This was about the 110 million people who did not vote in 2016 and getting them to the polls. Yesterday, Hunter got a little upset with me because I brought up the millennials don't vote. And Hunter, he's a good cat, man. Hunter votes, and Hunter's active, and Hunter's politically active. And you can listen to him in the hour after my hour here. He's a good guy, and he's very active. But a shocking amount of millennials did not vote in 2016. A shocking amount of them did not vote in 2016. And they're probably, and the Republicans are not afraid for this reason. Until these people who have not shown up for a freaking election do so, they don't have anything to worry about. That is why Republicans keep thinking it's going to be a red wave, is because you still have to get on election day Democrats to the polls and to get votes in. And right now, the Democrats have zero track record of that. I voted early. We can vote early in the state of Minnesota. If you're a millennial and you're listening to me right now, for goodness sakes, ask every one of your friends, are they registered to vote and are they going to vote? And if they want to go vote early, help them figure out how to do so. But this is always been the case. This was always going to be a tough race. And I get it. There are a lot of Democrats out there who are saying, and I saw this on some of the chat boards saying, you know what? I'm sorry. In the post-Kavanaugh debacle, I can't vote for Keith Ellison because of that. And you are your own individual. I'm not going to besmirch you or badmouth you because of that reason. I mean, if you believe the ex-girlfriend, even though, once again, there's been an investigation, that didn't find any evidence. They've actually handed that investigation over to the police. They're going to try to do an investigation. He's asked for the U.S. House to do an investigation, generally not the path of a guilty man. And as well, this whole debacle with the divorce proceedings getting opened up, proving that he had not done anything to his ex-wife. But still, I'm not going to, if that's an issue for you, that's the case. Here is the ugly reality about the Attorney General's race. For all the people who are saying, maybe I can't vote for him because of this allegation that's out there, you're saying that your lack of a vote or your vote for Wardlow, you're going to be okay with that if Wardlow goes down the path a lot of people suspect he might go down, a war against gay rights, a war against, you know, transgender people, maybe trying to undo gay marriage in the state of Minnesota, trying to create gays in the GLBTQ community as second-class citizens, forcing transgender people to only be able to wear clothes of the genitalia of their birth. And you can sit there, and if we do go down that path, and we eventually get to that situation, and Wardlow is as bad as a lot of people think he will be, you're going to have to sit there and say, yeah, well, I'm partly the reason why Doug Wardlow's in that office. And that's the problem. And I don't get me wrong. This is not about shaming someone into voting for someone. There are legitimate arguments either way. I've got too many gay friends to sit there and say, I am going to allow us to start taking 50 freaking steps backwards. It's that simple. It's that simple. So, when it comes to the Attorney General's race, the DFL's got their work cut out for them. And it doesn't do us a lot of good to have a Minnesota House that's Democrat, possibly a Minnesota Senate that's Democrat, a governor's office that's Democrat, and an Attorney General who's taking it upon themselves to basically sue the living daylights out of everyone to stop any legislation from getting passed that he does not approve of. There it is. There it is. I voted for Keith Ellison. I did. I voted for Keith Ellison. Didn't take me 20 seconds. After I figured out what Doug Wardlow stood for, this was not a tough vote. I can't criticize someone who says no because of the allegation. But make sure you do understand what that no really does signify and the full gamut of consequences for the no vote or the non-vote. All right. Hold on, Reverend Jack, Jim and Dennis, I'll get your calls in after the break. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Connie Buehr, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck or experiencing health concerns, maybe you're curious about ways to improve your life, then Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show will give you new perspectives and ways to take steps to change your life. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into your life. For more information, visit us at awakenedlivinginfusion.com.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers. They offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they are paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you didn't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
As you know, I'm an animal lover, and you'd be surprised the mess just a tiny little chihuahua and guinea pig can manage to create. Thankfully, I call Zero Res to clean up the spots my critters leave on the carpeting. Their patented power water will clean the toughest messes and won't leave behind any of those smelly stains. Just call 952-ZERO-RES and tell them you're an AM 950 listener. And if you're looking for a new gig, they are now hiring. Go to the careers page on ZeroResMN.com for info. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forwards. It spells the same.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I got to get some phone calls in here. I got full phone lines. Reverend Jack's been holding forever. Welcome on in, Reverend. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me. I was going to say something about what Gary was talking about, but I'm going to say something else after listening to what you said. You're absolutely right about the Attorney General's race. And, you know, the thing is that my lady friend, my soulmate, my life partner, she's like she was raised Republican, and she's not really into politics. But, you know, I've been staying off the face space and the Instagram and whatever, all that stuff, for a while. But she's on there, and she says to me, I mentioned Keith Ellison the other day, and she goes, "Why, have you seen the pictures of, you know, the women that he beat up?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't, because neither have you. You know, you may have seen some pictures, but that's not what they were."
Yeah.
And it's just so dirty what they're doing, and you're right. The people don't realize the repercussions. Her sister is pretty hardcore. She's kind of like a doomsday prepper, like hardcore Trump. You know, the black guy was going to come get the guns a while ago, and now, you know. So, anyways, and she was like, she's all scared of the Muslims and everything like that. And the stuff that I see that she puts up on her social media and stuff like that, it's like, it's scary, and people believe this stuff.
Well, and
I don't know, man.
Well,
you know?
And I'm going to jump on in here. Is that you got to challenge this stuff, guys? Challenge it. You have to challenge it. You have to challenge it. And yes, there's zealots that are putting that stuff out there, but you got to challenge it. If you want Keith Ellison, you can't sit on the sidelines and allow that sort of bigoted, petrid garbage to fester. You have to challenge it. And you say, that's not true. And trust me, I get it all the time. I get it all the time. It's not true. And they say, it is. No, it's not. That's a fake. Show me where it is. Because the first thing I say is, if that actually was a real photo, he'd be in jail, right? Well, he's not. No. If that was a real photo, he'd be in jail. well, it could be. Trust me, they want to believe this. It's, once again, they hate Democrats more than they love their quality of life, their religion, and their country. And they and their own kids. And they will do anything to keep that narrative going. Jim is in St. Louis Park. Welcome on in, Jim.
I can't believe that Minnesota would vote for somebody who is an identified member of a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And in the debate, he called the Southern Law Poverty Center he said it was like a political group. Do you remember his attack in the debate?
I don't remember off the top of my head, no. But
and I want to know too with Lori Swanson. She dropped out of the convention.
Well, she did, but she was going to lose. She was going to lose. And the reality is, Jim, regardless, she should have been a slam dunk. And at the end of the day, if Doug Wardlow becoming the attorney general, we have to look at that beginning. That was the beginning. And a few hundred people at the convention basically said, we've had it with Lori Swanson because I remember it from that day. She's no better than Trump. That's what you were saying. Insanity. And once she realized she was going to lose, she basically withdrew. So you can, and I mean, you can make an argument, maybe she should have gone to the primary, maybe she should have. But the reality is, that's where this all began. It did. And we have to acknowledge that's where we're at today. And there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting that has to happen in the next 2 weeks to make sure this blue wave does happen. Let's go to Dennis in Fridley. Dennis, thank you very much. Thanks for holding. Welcome on in.
Hi, Matt. Like you, I had concerns, and I live in Keith Ellison's district. I've had personal conversations with him. I think he's great, and I'm proud to be a member of his district. But I had concerns about his electability in a statewide race, because you get out there in the country, it's not like it is here in the metro. I think the delegates at that convention need to be held accountable, because it is time that the Democrats, and I'm looking at the delegates here, start putting their ideals aside and start looking at their individual ideals and start looking at electability. And I think that's what happened here.
Well, and Dennis, what I will say is this, is I think the narrative has to be is that the convention is basically a popularity contest. The real decision is the primary. And that has to be the standard put forward by the DFL. Is that nothing is decided at the convention per se. You can get an endorsement, but the real decision comes at the primary. And by floating the idea that the convention is the kingmaker's ball, well, that's I think a bad narrative. That being said, of course the Republicans were going to go and do this. The minute Keith Ellison became the AG, that was when, get us our ads, Black Muslim man! And that is, they are going to scream that for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's all you're going to see in outstate Minnesota. Black Muslim man beats women. That's all they're going to say. It's up to Keith Ellison. It's up to the DFL. And it's up to us as Democrats to fight back on this. That means door knocking. That means information. That means challenging. That means getting registered and getting voting. And I don't know, I'm not going to say this is going to be easy. But there's a lot at stake here. We're back tomorrow. Until then.